Turning now to domestic politics, thought you were enjoying a nice reprieve from campaign politics? Sorry, already there's talk about the 2008 presidential race, and one controversial Republican is in the thick of it. This week, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich launches a book tour with stops in New Hampshire and Iowa. Gingrich is also speaking out on hot topics such as Social Security reform and the role of religion in government, and joining us to talk about this development is Slate's Chris Solentrop. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Former Speaker Gingrich is someone with more than just a little baggage, and of course 2008 seems like decades away from now, but how strong a candidate do you think he would be?
Not a very strong one. I mean, we can always be surprised, and there's always sort of a dark horse figure that comes out, a Howard Dean or a Steve Forbes or whoever, but this is someone who is, while popular with the Republican base and therefore would be a serious candidate, he'd be someone who would be running to sort of clear his name and rehabilitate his reputation and get his insights and thoughts into the policy ring, not someone who is actually running to win.
So why would he be stirring up speculation that he would want to run for the White House?
Well, you know, you want to clear the field a little bit. You want to raise money. And heck, even if he doesn't want to run, you want to sell books.
Right. He has a new book out. It's called Winning the Future, 21st Century Contract with America. What are the salient points, as you know of them, in that book?
The things Gingrich is pushing and promoting so far on his publicity tour is, one, the role of God in public life. And the book apparently includes a walking tour of God in Washington, a map that you can go and look around and say, here's where various places in Washington where the founders refer to Moses and the Ten Commandments and Jesus and all sorts of religious references. And he's saying that the courts have gone too far, farther than the founders intended in removing God from the public square. And the other thing he's talking about is Social Security. And I don't entirely understand his plan, but he has put himself out as against benefit cuts, which are one of the ways the administration is floating as paying for its private personal accounts. And that shows, one, how politically dangerous the territory the president is walking on is, and two, that the president may have problems not just with the Democrats, but with at least some Republicans in pushing and passing his plan, at least the way they're conceiving it right now.
And speaking of Social Security, Democrats in Congress are now saying that there is no crisis with Social Security. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember back in the days of when Bill Clinton was president that Democrats were saying that there was a problem with Social Security.
Well, this is one of the great Washington debates. Is there a Social Security crisis? And if so, what kind of crisis is it? Yeah, when Bill Clinton was president, the talk was, well, we need to save Social Security first. There was talk about maybe investing the Social Security Trust Fund in the market. There was talk about universal saving accounts, a sort of portable 401k. But it is true that if there is a crisis, it's in the future. So this is sort of about, it depends what the meaning of crisis is. Though there is a debate among Democrats over whether to simply obstruct the president's plan or whether to compromise with him. And right now, they seem to be going with the first strategy, to say that in the first term, they tried too hard to join hands with the president, and he rolled them every time. So this time, they're just going to stand up and say no.
And then they're also saying that while the president is looking at Social Security, he's ignoring Medicare, and that's the system that really needs the reform.
Sure. I mean, the Medicare's liabilities dramatically exceed Social Security's liabilities, especially with the prescription drug benefit that was passed during the president's first term. So there's a way of saying, okay, it's not a Social Security crisis, it's a budget crisis. It's an entitlement crisis. It's not just Social Security, it's Medicare, it's outstanding debt. It's a whole host of things. And why just focus on one element when you need to fix it all?
Opinion and analysis from Chris Solentrop. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.